You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the five-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, 4 weeks out from midterms, and the Republican Senate nominees are doing their best to allow the Democrats to maintain control of the Senate. North Carolina Senate race neck and neck. Wisconsin, Republicans gaining ground. Nevada, same. Peter Thiel wraps up his financial support for J.D. Vance in Ohio to dump more money into Blake Masters' race in Arizona. The UN calls on central banks and the U.S. Federal Reserve to halt interest rate increases. Leaks in Nord Stream 2 caused by explosions last week have halted after massive methane emissions. Questions still remain as to who sabotaged the pipeline. Supreme Court hears a racial gerrymander case out of Alabama as they are primed to assault the Voting Rights Act once again. 100 Staten Island Amazon workers stage a work stoppage to protest dangerous work conditions. Meanwhile, in Worcester, Massachusetts, Clark University grad workers are on strike, and a general strike at the San Francisco Oakland Airport wins pay increases for restaurant workers. Ukraine offensive hammers Russian forces into a retreat in the east and south of Ukraine. Hurricane Ian death toll rises to 103 as Florida seeks migrant workers to help with cleanup. Liz Truss admits defeat on her TARP marginal tax rate cut. And lastly, Nancy Pelosi seems to have successfully sunk the stock trading ban for now. All this and more on today's Majority Report. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Emma Vigeland is out today. I am back. I think, as you can tell, I have a little bit of a cold. I am testing negative. My symptoms are a little bit better than they were yesterday. It's weird to have an old-fashioned cold. I think that's what it is.
I feel like in 2020, our 2021 also, we kind of stopped for a while getting colds.
I didn't get a cold. Yeah, this is the first cold I've had in
2 years.
In 2 years, probably, you know, maybe 2.5.
Does it feel analog? Or digital?
It totally feels analog. It totally feels analog. It strikes me as conceivable that I did get the new COVID vaccine that deals with the Omicron variants. It's conceivable, although I have no idea. This is just my speculation. That it's possible, but I don't know. Maybe hopefully somebody will write in the fun half and tell me whether this is possible or not. That maybe I was exposed to COVID and the vaccine is doing its job in preventing me from getting full-blown COVID by preventing the virus from replicating in my body, but I'm getting some, you know, relatively minor symptoms from it. I don't know. Yesterday, I was like, did someone dose me? Like, I dropped Saul off, and I was like, I don't even think I can walk home from his school. Very strange. But there we are. Tomorrow, and you know, I apologize for this, folks, but it's the vagaries of this time of year. Tomorrow, I am out for Yom Kippur. Next week, also, I'm going to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Which I also haven't done for 3 years.
It's like I know. It feels strange.
Yeah. That was something I had done for 9 years straight up to that point.
The first week I started here, you were in Vegas, and I was here with Binder and Michael getting trained in.
There you go. And I go and I do interviews with lawyers. For the most part, there's some activists who are there who are pursuing. It's not quite class action, and we can maybe talk about that when we get there, the difference between that and a mass tort. But it's interesting stuff, and this is going to be new for a lot of people who have not heard these types of interviews in the past. And then I talk about how much money I've lost at craps. That's basically it.
Oh, and how you can smoke out there now.
That's right. That is my I go on a little bender, and that bender. All right, let's get into this right now. Incidentally, two things. One, we're obviously going to cover what's going on with the Herschel Walker candidacy. And two, I am going to address, I know there is a video out there that, frankly, is defamatory of me, and I may take action. So we'll see. But first, this weekend, Marco Rubio is in the same situation as Ron DeSantis, which is, and we see this from time to time with Republican lawmakers all the time. They have to justify why they want federal funds for disaster relief when they have consistently voted against it in their past. I mean, and look, again, hypocrisy, I don't think has much salience, particularly in terms of voters. But it is important, I think, for you folks to understand just how unprincipled these small government people are. Small government means nothing. It really means nothing. There is a question as to, do we want government to provide support for these things or those things? It's always a question of, what kind of society do we want? It's not about the size of government. I'm not for all regulations, because some regulations are bad. Some regulations are good. Anybody who has a blanket proclamation as to what they're for, good, all regulations or no regulations, or big government or small government, that's meaningless. It's really a question of, what kind of society do we want, and what's going to get us there? And for Marco Rubio, it is the kind of society that he wants, where Florida gets help in disasters, but nowhere else does, because it doesn't benefit him.
Senator, you wrote a letter Friday to the Senate Appropriations Committee asking for disaster relief dollars for desperately needed resources to rebuild Florida communities. After Hurricane Sandy hit northeastern states in 2012, you voted no on a $50 billion relief package. I know you supported a smaller version, but why should other senators vote for relief for your state when you didn't vote for a package to help theirs?
Oh, I've always voted for hurricane and disaster relief. I've even voted for it without pay for it. What I didn't vote for in Sandy is because they had included things like a roof for a museum in Washington, D.C., for fisheries in Alaska. It had been loaded up with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with disaster relief. And I wouldn't support disaster relief efforts. I would never put out there that we should go use a disaster relief package for Florida as a way to pay for all kinds of other things people want around the country. So I think that's the key in moments like this. And Sandy, unfortunately, they loaded it up. They really did, with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with Sandy. But I voted for every disaster relief package, especially that's clean. And I'll continue to do so. When it comes to Florida, I'll do that again. And we'll make sure that package is clean and doesn't have stuff for other people in there.
I read the Congressional Research Service report last night. It sounds like that roof actually was damaged by the hurricane, and what happened in Alaska was the result of another disaster. But in any event, my question is, about the future? Are you telling me that if Hurricane Ian relief contains anything that smells like pork, you'll vote no?
Sure. I'll fight against it having pork in it. That's the key. We shouldn't have that in there because it undermines the ability.
I don't know why she just moved on from that.
Yeah.
I did the research that shows that you're just full of absolute garbage bullshit. And why should other senators vote for this? Because this is the type of society we want, where if some people, and let's also be clear here, this is not a situation where it's like no fault of their own. People make choices as to where they live. This is not, you know, wholly unpredictable. People make choices as to how much taxes they're going to pay, which determines how big the levees will be, how big the storm walls will be, how much money will be invested into sewerage to deal with a storm surge. People make these decisions every day. So this isn't just a question of like by no fault of their own. You could prepare for these storms better. They would involve increased taxes. It would involve a concerted effort by government. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why other senators should vote for this type of relief is because that's why you have societies.
Yeah, you don't want a society suspicious of disaster victims.
Yes. Or and it doesn't have to be disasters on this scale. It could be there are people who don't have health insurance. It could be that they're part of the 20% of people who happen to get more expensive diseases. And we could go on and on and on. And I would also say, you know, there's also this sort of same type of hypocrisy when it comes to immigration. This is from the New York Post. Pop this up, please, Bradley. You'll recall a couple of weeks ago, Ron DeSantis was exporting immigrants from Texas to Florida to send them to Massachusetts, Venezuelans. Here's a story from the New York Post. Go down to the first paragraph. Scores of Venezuelan migrants in New York City are hopping onto vans to head down to Florida for Hurricane Ian cleanup, they told the Post. $15 an hour overtime, $15 for food daily, I think, says Javier Moreno. Noting that a woman named Camilla from an organization approached him with a flyer. I mean, what better example of how much just BS this stunt by Ron DeSantis was? Are they gonna stop? I mean, it's not onesies twosies. Where's the state troopers going to be on I-95?
Getting them in onesies and twosies coming to help clear debris.
Florida has the opportunity. Ron DeSantis has the opportunity to set up roadblocks on I-95 and prevent these people from coming in. Is he going to do it? Where are all the people in Florida now clamoring to make sure these migrant workers don't come into Florida and help with cleanup?
That was it. $12 million the state legislature put aside to move traffic people, basically. That would have been helpful for maybe evacuation efforts and that sort of stuff.
Right. Maybe they have some of that money left over to keep people from coming in. We'll see. But that's, you know, that's that. A couple of words from our sponsors today. Then we're going to be talking about Herschel Walker and his problem with his child, among other things. And we will talk about a similar dynamic that I am going through now.
But you love your daughter, whatever.
I love both my son and my daughter, no matter what. Make that absolutely clear. So, we've had a, these guys have been a sponsor for a while. At one point we were going to get this, and I think Michael was contemplating taking this back in the day, years ago. And I know Emma has a friend who had success with this. And I've been reading up on this, actually. Today's program is sponsored by Nutrafol. Nutrafol basically means you don't have to choose between better hair growth and your health. There's a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness. And that is Nutrafol's whole body approach to hair growth. No drugs, no compromises. Instead of side effects, or I should say, instead of negative side effects, there's positive ones. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol's hair growth nutraceuticals go beyond genetics to multi-target the root causes of thinning hair, including stress, hormones, nutrition, metabolism, aging, and lifestyle through whole body health. It's a physician-formulated supplement using natural medical-grade ingredients. Nutrafol's drug-free patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your sexual health. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after 3 and 6 months. It's no wonder that Nutrafol is trusted and recommended by more than 3,000 top doctors. So what are you waiting for? You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code MAJORITY to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Check it out, folks. You get free shipping on every order. So you get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L. Nutrafol.com, promo code MAJORITY. And another product, this is one of those things, I mentioned this I think last time too, where I was using the product for a year or two, and then coincidentally they became an advertiser, and I was like, you know, because they'll send me a thing, they'll say, are you willing to do this product? And, you know, I'd say about 35% of the time I say no, for various reasons. And about 10% of the time I say, damn yes. And this is one of them. Fastgrowingtrees.com. Here's what happens with fast growing trees. The experts there, they curate thousands of plants so you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. They have, you can easily find on their website, or you can easily just Google your location, find out what growing zone you're in. I'm in 5. But, and I, now I'm starting to look from like 5 to like not just 9, sometimes 10 because of the heat from this past year. And the benefit I had this year was fast growing trees. I don't think they grow any faster. But the point is you get them when they're bigger. And so they're more durable. Maybe they grow faster once they get past a certain point, which is actually, I think, the case. But the bottom line is you can get like a 6 to 7 foot tree and they will ship it to you. So, A, you don't have to drive around to nurseries and big garden centers, because fast growing trees makes it easy to order online. Your plants are shipped to you in your door in 1 to 2 days. And here's the other thing about fast-growing trees. They have an incredible variety of trees. You're not going to find these at your local hardware store. Doesn't matter whether you're looking for add for privacy or shade or beauty to your yard or fruit trees, fast-growing trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selection with growing and care advice 24/7. And like I say, we had incredible heat and drought this year. And
be planting some palm trees up in the Hudson Valley.
No kidding. I put in, just, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, two new, Asian pear trees. Yep.
Actually make pears?
What's that?
Pears actually...
They make pears?
Well, whatever trees do to sprout fruit.
You don't know that pears came from trees?
I did know that, but I mean, I guess Asian pear tree... I don't know pear trees work up here. I don't know. I don't know anything about trees.
Oh, my God. Yes. I got a Korean pear tree, and I got a Shinseki and a Hosea, I think it is. And they're great. They're not, I mean, they're no apples.
Could you blind taste test tell the difference between the pears?
Definitely.
Well,
texture.
Might have to do a video on that.
Yep. Even if you've never had a green thumb, like apparently like Matt, they will make you feel like you do. Just ask the 1 million happy, fast growing trees customers across the country. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/majority right now. You're going to get 15% off your entire order now through October 31st. Fall is a good time to plant, folks. While the ground's still soft, you get that tree in there, roots are set, goes dormant, spring, bingo, bango. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/majority. Now through October 31st, fastgrowingtrees.com/majority. And lastly, we're getting close to that time for gifts. One of our sponsors today is Established Titles. Established Titles is a project based on a historic Scottish custom where landowners are referred to as lairds or lords and ladies in English. Established Titles allows you to ceremonially buy as little as 1 square foot of dedicated land in Eddleston, Scotland, so you can call yourself a lord or a lady. I don't know if that's going to get you into like bars or anything like that, but it's fun.
Maybe it'll help you cut the line at the Queen's funeral.
You could try. You get an official certificate with a crest. It features your unique plot number. This allows you to see exactly where your plot is located. But here's also another good part about this. Established Titles plants one tree with every order. With Established Titles, does great work all over the world with environmental organizations like One Tree Planted, Trees for the Future. So Established Titles is a fun novelty gift, but you're also helping preserve the picturesque woodlands and biodiversity of Scotland, supporting global afforestation efforts. It makes a great last-minute gift. They even have couple packs that come with adjoining plots of land. And if you wanted, you could officially change your name to Lord or Lady and get it on your credit card or plane tickets. That would be pretty good. Here's my Lord Sam Cedar. I, of course, use this to lord over my children at home. It does not, it's not effective there. It's not recognized amongst the kids, but it's fun. First 200 people purchasing a title pack using my link will effectively be next to my plot and within a few minutes, walking distance. So if you ever make it there, you can check it out. Let's build our Majority Report kingdom. Established Titles is now running a big sale. Plus, if you use the code MAJORITY, you get an additional 10% off. Go to establishedtitles.com/majority. Use the code MAJORITY to get your gifts now. Help support our show. That's establishedtitles.com/majority. Coupon code MAJORITY saves you 10%. All right, let's get into this. This is the moment you've been waiting for. So... last night, I guess it was last night, this story breaks. Well, actually, you know what? Before we get there, let's pop that down. Let's start here. As you know, Herschel Walker running in Georgia against Warnock for the Senate, doing far better than I think a normal person would instinctively imagine, because Herschel Walker and I don't want to assess what kind of person he is. I don't know what kind of person he is. And I imagine that with his football has sustained some injuries that may exacerbate some things. But the guy does not have grasp on any issues, not just related to being a senator. I think like a lot of issues, broadly speaking.
Being a state senator.
And you would imagine that there would not be much support for someone like this. However, he's been promoted by Donald Trump, and Republicans get on board, and this country is polarized. One of the positions that Herschel Walker has had to, and maybe he's always had this position, at least publicly, is to be against a woman's right to choose whether or not she's going to carry a fetus to term. In other words, are you for forced pregnancies or not? He is for forced pregnancies, and really adamantly so. I think no exceptions. And he considers abortion to be straight-on murder. In fact, here is an assemblage of his quotes to that effect.
A warrior for God. And God told me, thou shalt not kill. Remember, my guy I'm running against said a woman can kill her baby. That's what he said.
He's also said if a baby survived an abortion, he voted to deny that baby medical care. And how extreme can that be? And he's a pastor. And I said, thou shalt not kill. You know, he's seemed to be relish on a woman killing her baby. He's a pastor. So that's the reason.
Ending most abortions after 15 weeks. What's your stance on that?
You know, I believe in life. I'm a Christian. I believe in life. And it is strange that my opponent, and no one is talking about that, he seemed to be really excited about a woman killing a baby. What is his term? It's not right to have the doctor and the patient and the government in the same room. And I said, do you not realize that there's a baby in that room, too?
For life, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And, you know, and I think it should be in the States. But if I had to vote right now, it would be yes.
Strange, because I say I'm a Christian. Right now, you say you're a Christian. And they said, Herschel, what do you think of? They asked me all these questions. I'm like, did I not say I'm a Christian? That means you're supposed to be pro-life. I thought you're supposed to be pro-life. And I believe in from the womb to the tomb. Because this is what's so interesting. You never know who's that baby's going to be.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds like he is against abortion. And then it turns out that there's this accusation or report in the Daily Beast saying that pro-life, and they put it in quotes because he seemed pretty unequivocal about this in some of those clips. And pro-life Herschel Walker paid for girlfriend's abortion. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's quite a claim. You'd need some. I mean, is this one of those he said, she said type of situations?
Yeah. If you're going to make an accusation like this, you better have the receipts.
Yeah, you better have the receipts. Now, it turns out they literally have the receipts. Scroll down. A woman who asked not to be identified out of privacy concerns told the Daily Beast that after she and Walker conceived a child while they were dating in 2009. Reminder. Herschel Walker has at least, what is it, four, I can't remember, four children born out of wedlock?
Check Wikipedia.
I don't have any problem with that. It's just really hard to square with all of his
moralizing
about these things. But they conceived a child while they were dating in 2009. He urged her to get an abortion. The woman said she had the procedure and that Walker reimbursed her for it. Well, but it's easy to make this accusation. But the piece continues. She supported these claims with a $575 receipt from the abortion clinic, a get well card from Walker, and a bank deposit receipt that included an image of a signed $700 personal check from Walker. The woman said there was a $125 difference because she ballparked the cost of an abortion after Googling the procedure and added on expenses such as travel and recovery costs. The Daily Beast independently corroborated details of the woman's claims with a close friend she told at the time and who, according to the woman and the friend, took care of her in the days after the procedure. The woman said Walker, who was not married at the time, told her it would be more convenient to terminate the pregnancy, saying it was, quote, not the right time for him to have a child. I wonder if that means that, like, there's only, like, a time of the year. Like, I like to have my children in the fall. It was a feeling she shared, but what she didn't know was that Walker had an out-of-wedlock child with another woman earlier that same year. All right, so to be fair, maybe it's spring is when he has his children, not fall. Asked if Walker ever expressed regret for the decision, the woman said Walker never had. Asked why she came forward, the woman pointed to Walker's hardline anti-abortion position. I just can't with the hypocrisy anymore. She said, we all deserve better. Ooh. Yeah. Now, of course, the Walker campaign basically said, all you want to do is run the stories to target black conservatives. I wonder if that's the case. Walker went on to Sean Hannity's show last night and denied it. But Hannity sort of seems like was having to feel like he had to do some due diligence on this. But I don't know. Let's see what Walker says about this. Because, again, this is a he says, she says, and has receipts type of situation.
Get well card.
Get well card, receipts, and corroborating a witness. But, okay.
Because right now, for them to come out with total lies, I think that's not right.
Let me ask you this. So they're claiming that on September 12th of 2009, that the woman has a receipt for an abortion. They're claiming that 5 days later, on September 17th, you sent a $700 check. And that you sent it in a get well card. The get well card, it looks like it's included with your signature in the article. Have you seen it? And is that your signature?
I haven't seen it. But, you know, I can tell you, I sent out so many get well, send out so much of anything. But I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion. And it's a lie. And I'm going to continue to fight. You know, I tell you, that's what they want. They want this seat. But right now, they've energized me even more.
All right, pause it. Now let's parse this. Now, it's quite possible that he sent out a lot of get well cards. I guess it's conceivable that this was just a coincidence, although the woman doesn't report having any illness per se. To be fair, he's not paying for an abortion in this instance. The question is, did he reimburse her for the abortion? The abortion was already paid for. He sent the check 5 days later. You know, the random $700 get well soon check that you send to people who you think might have a cold and they claim they had an abortion. And by claim, I mean have literally a receipt for an abortion. I mean, I guess there's some wiggle room there. He didn't pay for the abortion and he may not have asked her to have one. He may have just encouraged it. Or even said, okay, I got no problem with that. Or now is not when I generally have my out-of-lock wed babies. I usually do that in the spring. Let's hear what he says. He pays for a lot. Like, I send a lot of things out.
I send a lot of cards.
Pay for an abortion, and it's a lie. And I'm going to continue to fight. You know, I tell you, that's what they want. They want this seat. But right now, they've energized me even more. And they're not going to take the seat. So they better work it even harder because they've jeopardized my kids. They've jeopardized my family. Mm-hmm. They think they can threaten me. They think they can scare me. Right now, all that done is that it's energized me more that I'm going to fight and win this seat for the great people of Georgia, because to have someone in the seat that lies to the people shouldn't be in the seat as a senator.
What about the $700 check? Is there anybody you can remember sending that much money to?
Well, I send money to a lot of people, and that's what's so funny. And let's go back to my part. You know, I do scholarship for kids. I give money to people all the time because I'm always helping people because I believe in being generous. God has blessed me, and I want to bless others. And I got into this race because I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I always tell everyone that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So whoever been out there want to lie on Herschel Walker, you're lying on the wrong one. It's best that you to go somewhere else because I'm going to win this seat for the great people of Georgia because Georgia deserves to have a senator that trusts in the Georgia people and not no one that trusts in Joe Biden like Senator Warnock does.
Let's talk about the New York.
I mean, I think we don't need to any more of that. I mean, he made the point that this is jeopardizing my kids and my family because of these lies. We're not sure which kids he's talking about. Like I say, he's had different ones. But there is one kid who has been in the public eye on a consistent basis, and that is his son, Christian. Is that right?
Yep.
Let's see. I mean, did Christian weigh in on this? Oh, well, here he is. Let's hear from Christian.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie. And so for the right to say I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia, this candidate, that's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that, conservatives. And then for people on the left to act as though I'm responsible for all of the things that he has done. I've talked about father Epps. I've talked all these issues because they've been close to me, because they matter to me, because I went through it. That's why I've talked about it. So when you say, well, talk about your dad, I am. I'm saying this behavior is atrocious. Don't come for me. You don't have to like my politics. You don't have to like me. You don't have to. I'm just saying I'm done with the lies. We were told at the beginning of this he was going to get ahead of his past, hold himself accountable, all of these different things, and that would have been fine. Go ahead. He didn't do any of that. Everything's been a lie. Everything's been downplayed. Everything's been cutting corners. The whole thing. And whose expense is that at? Me, my mom, as we're chased down by the media, we're terrorized, all these different things. People are questioning my authenticity. I'm done. Don't lie. Don't put this on me. This is a candidate issue, not a me issue. I wouldn't have spoken out if there weren't all these lies every day.
I sort of feel like he is saying that Herschel Walker has been lying about a lot of things.
Yeah.
It sounds like they had a lot of problems and they all were aware of, like, all, you know, and it sounds like there's a lot more in the closet. But the son, Christian, is, you know, doesn't want to pull stuff out of the closet to hurt his dad, but he's sick of his father lying after lying after lying. I got to think that's got to hurt. And I would say in Georgia, it's probably worth 0.05% of the Republicans who support Herschel Walker will probably have a problem with him now.
Yeah, I mean, just on this angle of the Christian Walker, for folks who aren't familiar with Christian, like, I think this is a genuinely sad and depressing like situation we're looking at with a father and a son. Without, I said this the first time we talked about Christian when he was basically going viral for blaming Joe Biden for high gas prices. And he went on to basically be a campaign asset for the Republicans and his dad, trying to, I think, make his dad happy, like doing all this stuff, saying like there's not anti-gayness in the GOP, it's on the Democrats, and basically working for his dad. And then even now, I think it's like when he says that refrain, I was silent, that's again, like, who's going to give you credit for that except your dad that you somehow like still want approval from? And it's like, and it's sad because like he says he's been talking about absentee fatherism and that hurt him, but he hasn't been drawing the connection to his actual father because yes. of the campaign.
Without a doubt.
And it's depressing how he was used by that. And I said that the first time, like giving this kid attention like this isn't going to be good for him.
No, I totally agree. And you can see in that video, too, he seems to be both like addressing his dad simultaneously and then like Republican operatives at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, almost in the same sentences. And I think that's exactly right. He is saying, you know, when all the issues I talk about are a function of the dysfunction of my relationship with my father, even though he hasn't drawn that straight line there. And I don't know. I mean, let's put up some of these tweets. Do we have the tweets? I can appreciate. Go back to the first one I sent you because that's the long of a stretch. Yeah, this is it here. So, and again, I will say that I'm a father. I have two children. They were born in wedlock, but I have friends who, you know, I don't even, that's irrelevant. I think we're beyond that, right? I mean, this is not Game of Thrones. We don't refer to my kid as, you know, Saul Snow or Myla Snow or something like that. And here's Christian Walker as he's and there's some that he deleted too of these tweets, but then he ultimately made the video and he had it. And yeah, I imagine it was a tremendous amount of pressure. He writes, I know my mom and I would really appreciate it if my father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You're not a family man when you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. Now, this is a whole nother you know, set of issues. I don't care about someone who has a bad past and takes accountability. And this is important, too, because in the video that he says at the beginning of the campaign, they sat down, it sounds like, with Christian and his mom and said, look. And it sounds like even maybe Herschel Walker himself said, I know I've done some things that are wrong and I'm going to take accountability for that. I'm going to stand up and be a man about it, tell the voters so that there's no drip, drip, drip coming out. Christian Walker continues, but how dare you lie and act as though you're some moral, Christian, upright man. You've lived a life of destroying other people's lives. How dare you? He goes on to say, every family member of Herschel Walker asked him not to run for office because we all knew, friends, some of his past, every single one. He decided to give us the middle finger and air all of his dirty laundry in public while simultaneously lying about it. I'm done. I can, you know, I'm not a fan of Christian Walker's politics.
No, they're pretty offensive.
Yes. Or him personally, but you can appreciate, like, you know, the you can certainly understand the idea of wanting to please your father.
Yeah.
And, but also that, like, you know, at one point you realize, like, wait a second, this is probably the same dynamic that Walker has been in his whole life. His father's abusive. Walker tries to get him to do something so that he won't be abusive. And then essentially the same thing replays over and over again. Walker makes the point. You're trying to run for office. And who's absorbing, who's absorbing all of the sort of like difficulty in your trying to run for office? He and his mom. And then Herschel Walker writes, I love my son no matter what. Capital, I love my son no matter what.
Not enough to listen to him about, you know, lying or not running in the first place.
Right, exactly. All right, so let me make this clear now. I'm going to get ahead of this and discuss that some of you are probably aware of some of the stuff that's going on or out there in the internet about me. Put this tweet back up on Herschel Walker said last night, I love my son no matter what. Presumably he's talking about Christian Walker. Does he have other sons or are they daughters? I think he has another son, doesn't he? Or I'm not sure. But Christian Walker writes back, you have four kids that we know of, and you weren't in the house raising one of them. You were out cheating and lying. If you loved your kids, you'd be raising them instead of running for a Senate seat to boost your ego. That's pretty harsh. Let me just say, notwithstanding everything I said about being sympathetic to Christian Walker before, kids sometimes, they get a little bit petty. Now, in Christian Walker's instance, he's upset because he, you know, found out that he had probably half-brothers or half-siblings that he wasn't aware of, that he's had to cover up the fact that his father was abusive life-threatening to him and his mother, and then found out about this abortion stuff. And Christian Walker's been out there probably putting himself out for Herschel Walker's candidacy and feels like he was, you know, hoodwinked. But Herschel Walker still says, I love my son no matter what. And I want to make something clear. I also love my son no matter what. And I also love my daughter no matter what. I'm not saying they're going through some problems and they're out there telling lies about me. At one point, you know, over the summer, my son, Saul Cedar, was in studio because we had issues with him going to camp and he had to come hang out here. He said some things about me that were lies. I did not call them out at the time because he's young, and young people lie all the time. I know there's a video of my daughter out there right now. We're not going to show the video because I love my kids, and I respect them. I would never do this, but just so that there's no talk of me denying anything, I'm going to run the audio from this video from my daughter, who is obviously very troubled to make these type of accusations in public. But I want to make it clear that I'm not afraid of these accusations. They are defamation, and I will probably take legal action against her. Play the audio.
I'm so sick of the lies. I just can't. Too many of my friends watch YouTube and Twitch. I am tired of having to protect my father at my expense. So it, how my father trotted my brother Saul out to lie for him, but no more. The truth will set me free. I watched my father coach Saul into telling the lie that he took 20-minute poops. This was my father's attempt to distract from the truth, which is, he's never taken a poop that didn't last at least 30 minutes. Sometimes it will be hours. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've had to make Saul lunch or dinner because we were so hungry waiting for my father to leave the toilet. I tried to remain silent, but I'm sorry. I just can't.
All right. I want to address this.
Whoa.
I want to address these charges. Jury Report wardrobe coordinator IMs and says this is the real reason why you never primaried Chuck Schumer. No, I didn't. It's not the reason. I have nothing to hide.
Saul was icing you out of there.
My My daughter's claims that I I coached my son into saying that I take 20-minute poops as some type of limited hangout to hide the fact that I take poops that are longer than that is absurd. It's absurd. I think anybody who heard...
who could believe that?
I believe anybody who heard Saul's original, frankly, lying charges would know that he was not coached to say that. Second of all, the idea that I would allow my kids to go hungry just so that I could lock myself in the bathroom and not deal with them for hours on end, that's just a total lie. Would never do that. Would never, ever, ever do that. Owen from L.A. says, I heard that Sam has a secret bathroom he hides from his family. Sam, CIA handler, Sam the 24-hour poops. Like yesterday was supposed to be your alibi for covert operations, as we discussed. Banana Republican says, clearly this brings into question the ethics of MR sponsorship with Hello Tushy. I mean, look. So there you go. Steve.
Hate to see families torn apart like
this. Yeah, no, it's a real shame. And, you know, look. Sometimes kids are, they have problems and they take them out on their parents.
That's why you're going on tour with Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker and I are talking right now. We're
seeking forgiveness tour.
First off, we're going to be doing our own show on Rumble together, where we, it's a parenting show where we talk about how to raise kids with some type of values. Maybe we can put some Chiron to that audio. From my daughter. I know it's choppy audio. We had to pull it from a video. I will be taking legal action against my daughter, or at the very least, I will curb how much I am financing her Depop sales.
Sanctions.
Yep. Just a couple of labor notes before we go into the fun half today. A couple of good, a big win out in San Francisco. There was a 3-day, more or less a general strike that shut down the majority of SFO, that's the airport, 84 restaurant outlets. As a lot of these employees reported wages of $17 an hour, which required them to work multiple jobs and around-the-clock shifts to make ends meet. Very expensive in the San Francisco area. One employee on the picket line told the SF Gate, that's the San Francisco paper out there, she was paid San Francisco's minimum wage of $16.99 an hour and had not received a single raise in the 20 years she had worked at SFO. She frequently had to sleep in her car or at the airport between shifts. Other staff raised concerns about their ability to continue to provide health care to their family members. So they striked for 3 days. It ended Wednesday night, from last Wednesday, when the SFO Airport Restaurant Employer Council and workers reached a tentative deal that was unanimously approved by the bargaining committee. Now most workers are expected to receive close to a 30% raise to $22. They're going to get platinum tier family health insurance with no premiums and copays less than 30. The new contract also includes a retention policy. That's good news. You have people working there for decades without any raise. As I mean, can you imagine 30 years ago, San Francisco, how much it cost to live there? Relative to now, crazy. and your pay has gone up like literally like maybe $10 an hour over the course of 30 years. Meanwhile, Chris Smalls and other Amazon labor union organizers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island reported that 100-plus workers were staging a work stoppage in the cafeteria. That was at 9:15 last night. This was reported by Lauren Carey Gurley. Because of working conditions, there was a trash compactor that caught fire earlier today, and Amazon called workers off the line, but workers are refusing to go back to work. And then lastly, here's a clip from some grad student workers who are on strike at Clark University in Worcester. Down where I probably got my some of my first illicit drinks with a fake ID at the Brass Helmet back on Main South back in the day. And they are sponsored. Their union is sponsored by the Teamsters. And the beauty of this is when your union, doesn't matter if you're academics, you know, teaching classes or grading papers or whatever it is, when your union is affiliated with the Teamsters, you get an added bonus when you walk off. And that is in the form of 18-wheelers and their horns.
Living wage now. Living wage now. Living wage now. Living wage now. Living wage now.
I was on a production once in Boston years and years and years ago, and unbeknownst at the time, it was apparently they hadn't struck a deal with the Teamsters. And at one point, we showed up, and there was a couple of trucks there, and it was honking big time. And that's very effective, particularly on a film set. But I would also imagine at a university, also effective. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, head into the fun half of the program, wherein we'll take your phone calls, read your IMs. Matthew from Philadelphia says, effort to unionize Home Depot heating up, sparked by Vince Keelays in Philadelphia. Please follow him at VEE underscore DEL underscore SOL. V underscore Dell underscore Soul, S-O-L. And the THD, presumably the Home Depot, Workers Unite.
You think it's fun to watch Howard Schultz's workers unionize? Talk about Ken Langone's workers.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be super fun. There's other stuff going on in Philly, too. I think the Philadelphia Museum workers have been doing staging actions there. We'll try and get those folks on and amplify a bit. All right, folks, 646-257-3920 is the number. Just a reminder, it is your support that makes this show possible. You can become a member at jointhemajorityreport.com. When you do, you not only help the show survive and thrive, but you get the free half, free of commercials, and the fun half as well. So please show your support if you listen to the show. Any type of regularity, every little bit helps. and don't forget Just Coffee. JustCoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. Yesterday on ESVN, guest came in, right, Bradley?
Yeah, we had Greg Kaplan. He's a Rangers and Mets podcaster, but we mostly broke down the start of the NHL season as well as the MLB playoffs. But we also had some collective misery over the Mets' performance this past weekend. But Greg is over at the Blue Shirts Breakaway podcast. He was a good inaugural guest of ESPN.
I was a little bummed we couldn't talk about the Pats. I almost pulled it off yesterday. That would have been great. Like that quarterback Zappy. And
got close.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost beat the Packers.
That would have been awesome. Matt, what's happening in the Matt Lekien media universe?
Tonight, Dave and I will be talking about Brazil. Want to plug for this weekend, we released for everybody a talk with Asal Rad on Arad on Iran and the Iranian protests and how to contextualize those without, you know, being too conspiratorial or naive. So check that out. Patreon.com/leftdirect to get the post game tonight.
646-257-3920. See you in the fun half. 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, and I don't think it's going to be the same as it looks like in 6 months from now, and I don't know if it's necessarily going to be better 6 months from now than it is 3 months from now, but I think around 18 months out, we're going to look back and go like, wow.
What? What is that going on?
It's nuts.
Wait a second. Hold on for a second. Emma, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Matt.
You.
What is up, everyone?
Fun.
Nomi Keen.
You did it.
Fun.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Fun.
Bradley, you want to say hello?
Sorry to disappoint everyone. I'm just a random guy.
It's all the boys today.
Fundamentally false. No, I'm sorry. Women's...
Stop talking for a second. Now let me finish.
Where is this coming from, dude?
But, dude, you want to smoke this 7-8?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it me?
Is it me?
It is you.
Is it me? Hello, is this me?
I think it is you. Who is you? No sound. Every single freaking day. What's on your mind?
Sports. We can discuss free markets and we can discuss capitalism.
I'm gonna go throw up.
You libertarians.
They're so stupid though.
Common sense says of course.
Gobbledygook.
We fucking nailed him!
So what's 79 plus 21?
Challenge met.
I'm positively quivering.
I believe 96, I want to say.
857-210-35-501. One half. 3/8.
9/11, for instance.
$3,400. $1,900.
$5.43 trillion.
Sold.
It's a zero-sum game.
Actually, you're making me think less of
it. But let me say this.
Poop.
You can call it satire. Sam goes with satire.
On top of it all,
yeah.
My favorite part about you is just like every day, all day, like everything you do.
Without a doubt.
Hey, buddy, we see you. All right, folks.
It's just the week being weeded out, obviously.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out.
I don't know.
But you should know.
People just don't like to entertain ideas anymore.
I have a question. Who cares?
Our chat is enabled, folks.
I love it.
I do love that.
Gotta jump. Gotta be quick. I gotta jump.
I'm losing it, bro.
2 o'clock, we're already late, and the guy's being a dick. So screw him. Sent to a gulag?
Outrageous.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Love you, bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.